A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington this Sunday, March the 20th, 2022. And welcome to this special edition of Live Talk, where we'll be discussing about preparation for the forthcoming by-elections. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7, we're talking about preparations for the forthcoming by-elections to be held on March the 26th. This weekend, the country's political parties held rallies in different parts of the country to drum up the last bit of support for the elections.
And today, the leader of the Citizens Coalition of Zimbabwe, Nelson Chamisa, held a rally in Mashingo where he urged his supporters to vote for his party's candidates in the by-election to be held on Saturday. He said his party was ready to change the lives of Zimbabweans when it's voted into power in 2023.
Let's take a listen at what Chamisa said at today's rally. The video is courtesy of the party's spokesperson, Fazai Mahere.
My camera is not lighting up.
We were seeing there visuals of the ZANU-PF party, but we will get back to the visuals of the Citizens Coalition for Change video from Fazai Mahere, the spokesperson. That there was the leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, speaking at a rally in Mashingo today. The video is courtesy of the party spokesperson, Fazai Mahere.
And the leader of ZANU-PF, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, also held a rally in Binga, where he promised to provide more services to the people of his area and apologized for the way government had not prioritized them in the past.
Let's now listen to what President Emmerson Mnangagwa said yesterday, and this video is courtesy of the Ministry of Information.
Aunze a team. The Ministry Department of Registry is super. Vabuye kuno, vagare kuno, chief by chief, vachipa zvitupa. Azvinei kuti ubvunze kuti baba vako ndiani, mai vako ndiani, kochakamhara. Your government, Nanakumambia, Joe Lemeris, Alamanilis, Zimbabwe yakasununuka 1980. Pamakore akawanda anodarika makumi matatu tina president vamugambe. Hatina kuwana nguva dzakawanda dzatakasvika kuno. Ndoda kuti mutiregerere kunge tanga tisingauyi kuno. Asi kubva nhasi masambasiya.
Aiwamba kuti ii minyaka yavainda tonzo vari kuita minyaka imakume atatu anendi minyaka tevarusikwasikwapewo kuno pesino ikuzwa sunu nema munotumona.
That there was the president of ZANU-PF and the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, speaking in Binga. The video is courtesy of the Ministry of Information.
And the campaign for the by-election has been marred, however, by violence, with the Citizens for Coalition for Change losing one of its members in Kwekwe. The CC member, Mboneni Ncube, was allegedly killed by ZANU-PF activists at the rally. Recently, another member, Godfrey Karembera, known as Mazibaba Veshanduko, was brutalized at the hands of the police a few days ago. The government issued a statement that those who committed this crime had been arrested. Now, let's take a look at how the mood was within the different parties at their rallies, as they were garnering for the last bit of support before the actual elections for the by-elections next week on Saturday. We were seeing there what was happening at the CCC rally in Mashingo, where we've seen music is really taking a center stage in all these rallies. But let's also take a look at what was happening to the ZANU-PF party at their own rally.
That there was the mood at the ZANU-PF rally yesterday in Binga. To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. And don't forget, we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So if you are on VOA Shona, please share the live stream. If you are on VOA Ndebele, do the same, and also VOA Studio 7. But PJ, before we go in language, I understand we have one of our guests who has been holding patiently, who will also be at this by-election, but she is a new kid on the block, so to speak. She just launched a new political party, but we understand we have her on the phone right now. So let's go over to our guest. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please introduce yourself and the name of your party so our listeners and viewers can learn who you are and what you are bringing to the table for Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much. Yes, Mbithu Wanawachete, we're the youngest political party, I think, that is actively participating in the by-election. My name is Elizabeth Valerio. I serve as the president of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, also known as UZA. We were formed in May 2021. So on the 29th of May is when we officially formed as a political party, but just a few days ago, on the 16th of March, we had an official launch. But we are actively participating in the by-elections. We have four candidates that are contesting.
So what do you think your chances will be? We see that, you know, you're new to the game and everybody else who is in this game has been there for a while now.
Yes, it's a very unusual situation we find ourselves in because there are a lot of very established players. But I think Zimbabwe is ripe for change. As I said, we were formed 9 months ago, but we are not new to the Zimbabwean people. We've actually spent the last 9 months, we've been meeting the citizens of Zimbabwe, hearing from them, shaping our priorities, our agenda as a political party based on the input we've been receiving from the citizens. So I believe our chances are really strong. We have taken a very different position in preparing for the election. We've been spending a lot of time having one-on-one conversations with the voters. We've been spending time getting to understand what their views are, what their concerns are. And in speaking to them, we're finding that most of them had been disillusioned. They had felt that there were not too many options available for them in terms of the current political options that they had. So we're very optimistic and looking forward to doing as much as we can over the coming days to reach more and more citizens. I think the only challenge we have is not enough time, but we're excited and we're looking forward to seeing the outcome of the election.
But some may argue that you might be splitting the vote when we have so many opposition parties. What's your take on that?
Yes, a lot of people do say that. And I think if you really look at the previous elections, if you look at 2018, a lot of voters opted not to show up at the polls. They chose not to vote, seemingly because they did not believe in either one of the options that were available. Our nation has been very polarized. People feel like they are too extreme. And we as UZA are positioning ourselves as that middle ground. We are focused fully, 100%, on the citizens and what their interests are, what it is that they are looking for in the future Zimbabwe. And so we don't believe we're splitting votes. We believe that there are first-time voters coming to the polls who will be making a choice for a very different Zimbabwe from what they've been given in terms of options for the past 40 years.
Is there a 50-50 representation in your party? We haven't seen the hierarchy or the list of people that are in the executive. Empowering women.
So, as a new political party, when we formed in 2021 in May, we were actually appointed as an interim executive directorate and interim leadership for the United Zimbabwe Alliance. We still have many positions or posts within our leadership that have not been occupied yet or not been appointed. We've decided primarily to focus on grassroots mobilization and building structures from the poll station level, from the ward level, and, you know, growing up. So at the present moment, we do have representation of three women, and we have four men. So we're not exactly 50-50, but we are led by a woman, and we have very strong leadership from the women that are represented. Our treasurer is a female, and also the leader of our women's wing. So we do certainly look at in all of the establishing of the structures throughout UZA in all of the provinces. We emphasize equality and ensuring that women are given an equal opportunity to represent the citizenry and to ensure that their voice is heard. We also very strongly stand for the youth, and we try to ensure that youth are given leadership in terms of genuine leadership and a voice in terms of shaping the agenda that we are putting before the people of Zimbabwe. So we are a very inclusive government in waiting. We are believing and you know, ensuring that those who have not had a voice in the past will now finally have the chance to be very visible and contributing positively to the future of our country.
Mm-hmm. PJ, I think we have our other guests, but I hear that they've dropped, so we will continue. I think we can go in language, PJ.
You can stand by on the line, Ms. Valerio. We're going to come back to you later on in the program. Siyalambulela zihlobo uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, uhlelo as All a Live Talk, a special edition. Lapho ke esixoxa ngama-by elections, abalabo abakhankasayo, sizwileka ekuvulweni kohlelo lamhlanje, inkokheli yamabandla ehlukeneyo sebesiya to the last mile. Vele sokusiya ku-touchline khathesi, yikho ke bavuke kumbe ngithi baphume ijumo bonke abe-CCC, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kade ele rally yakhe, umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa laye ubele rally yakhe e-ZANU PF, edinga ke usekelo kuma-by elections khona ngale ngaseBhinga lapho acineke khona esekhuluma langesitonga. Njalo ke siyalinxusa ukuthi siphathisane kulolu hlelo sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani kumkhankaso lo wama-by elections, ukhetho olwenziwa ukuthi kuthathwe ke abantu abazathatha izikhundla ezachiwa zingasela bantu kumakhansili kanye ke ledale lephalamende. Lolu khetho olwenziwa ngomgqibelo mhlaka 26 Mbimbitho 2022.
Aiwa, PJ, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk Special Edition chatiri kukupai kubva kuma studios edu ku Washington. Nasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pegadziriro yesarudzo yemaby elections. Tinoona kuti maby elections aya achange ari kone musi wemugovera musi wa March 26. Asi takusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo, tiri kuona isu zvizhinji zviri kuitika pari zvino mukutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti ndiani achawani kwa iye achiwana mavote akawanda pangave pari pamakanzura kana pane ma MPs. Saka taona nasi Batore Citizens Coalition for Change richiita iro musangano wayo mukuru kumasvingo uko taona va Nelson Chamisa vachitambirwa nechaunga vachitaurawo zvakare kuti ivo pari zvino vakatogadzirira zvekuti kana nyika ichida kuona mutakunanzva ngaiwanikwe ichivavhotera muna 2023. Tikavaona zvakare vachikurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti vawanikwe vachivhotera makanzura avo nema MPs vari kuwanikwa ivo vachikwikwidza nemusi wa March 26. Taona zvakare vanhu vakawanda vanga vari pa musangano iwoyu wanhasi, asi nezuro takaonawo bato reZANU PF richiwanikwa richiita musangano waro kuBhinga uko takaona mutungamiri wenyika uyezve vari mutungamiri weZANU PF vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vakakumbira riregerero kuvanhu veBhinga chiti ivo vanoziva kuti hurumende yanga isati yanyatsowanikwa ichipa rutsigiro rakakura munzvimbo iyi, asi mukuenderera mberi vachawanikwa vachiita izvi. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti mugadziriro iye maby election taona muine mhirizhonga yakawanda. Pane mutsigiri weMDC Alliance akawanikwa achishaika kubva kurali yavo yekukwekwe. Tikazoona zvakare mumwe mutsigiri weCCC achiwanikwa zvakare achirohwa zvakaipisisa ari mumaoko emapurisa vanozikanwa nezita rekuti madzibaba veshanduko kana kuti Godfrey Karembera. Saka tikuona kuti ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yekutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti ndiani achawanikwa achitora masisa akawanda mungave muri mukanzuru kana kumaby elections. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vedu ipo pano, tiri kutarisira zvakare kuti tinge tiine mutungamiri webato reCitizens Coalition for Change vachamisa, tiri kuvatarisira kuti vange vari pano ipo paprogramu ino nhasi. Saka kana muine mubvunzo ibvai manyora pamapage edu muchi taura kuti muda kuti tivabvunze kuti chii pavachange vari pachironga. PJ.
Yes, sesilo munye njalo osikhomileyo lapha uhlelo lwethu ongumhlonitshwa Nkosikhona Dibiti, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Siyabonga kakhulu sanibonani.
Yebo ba. Lina yini elise khona ngapho ngase Zimbabwe akobulawayo lasemaphandleni ezabelweni zonke zemandebeleni lihamba lisenza inhlelo ezokubhalisela ukuvota, libona njani umumo unjani khona ngapho ukukhankasela ama-by elections lawa? Siboneke kusiba lobudlwangudlwangu kubhubha omunye oyedwa oyimsekeli we-CCC eKwekwe, njalo kuliviki edluleyo kutshaye kwabhaxabulwa omunye njalo umsekeli we-CCC okuthiwa nguMats Baba. So likubona njani khona ngapho nxa likhangele umumo?
Umumo unzima, engakutshela ukuthi kanalo ngokuthula umboneni ncuzi waba kaba ubuhlungu kakhulu, but nandengenhlangano into esikhankasa kakhulu ezabelweni zemafedeleni sabantu babhalise ikakhulu kugoda njalo bephatheke ezihlelweni singathi ngeze-electoral processes zonke, kusuka kube nzima kakhulu izinto ezenzakalayo kwezofakazo lezepolitics elizweni, ngoba lizathola ukuthi khona lokho yizo izinto ezenza ukuthi abantu bangasukumeli phezulu nxa sekufika endabeni zokhetho. Yindaba ezi-violence zona lezi ezokufafa abantu, ezokubhaxabula abantu bethawa, yizo izinto esizizwa yiyo zaseBrazil lapho izekho ephume yayo ebantwini. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi khona lokhu abantu ukuthi abasela confidence yeprocess yonke, njalo abantu abakwazi ukuthi are they free and safe ukuthi baparticipate entweni ezinjengezidana lezi zokhetho, kumuntu azikhethele ibandla afisa ukuthi alixhase balisupport. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu, especially kithi esingekho kwezombangazo kodwa esikhuluma nama-citizens asifundise ukuthi ukuphatheka enhlelweni ezijeniye elizweni kuqakatheke kanganani. Yiyo imibuzo ekwakhona naleyo ukuthi sizaphatheka kanjani xa abantu bechawa kangaka, sizaphatheka kanjani nenzane esasengishayiwe. So kusenza ukuthi kube nalesi sivota aphathi, especially ngapha emateleleni kuluma kunje. So kuzaba lohlelo olwe-delimitation, yiso la yiyo lathi i-message athe siyiphusha ebantwini kusati izabelo zizaqunywa lapha, sinenze sinama-constituents abalutshwane ukuthi sithumela abantu ephalamenti abalutshwane, but imudi yakhona iphansi kakhulu. Sike saba ne-red show nje ekhaya vothi, sisebenza ne-electoral resource center inye izolo sizama ukuthi sigijima kuma-constituencies lama-wadi lapho kuzaba ama-by-elections ngefikilona lele efikile. Kodwa isimanga yokuthi khona abantu abaningi ngane abakuthatheli phezulu ukuphatheka uhlelo lolu lwama-by-elections, ngoba imessage yethu izolo bekuyukuthi go out and vote. Yes, abantu ababhalisa kathesi ngo-February like bevota, kodwa sithi ababhalisayo kudala abavote bangakwanisa ukuthi baphatheke kuma-by-elections wona la esikhayelani nawo ikakhulu ngesike ngamalanga amalutshana asesele kathesi. Kodwa akula energy leyana sisitide, akula esingathi khona ngumfuthi ukuthi abantu bakhayelele ukuthi baphatheke ehlelweni lezi, futhi ukuthi kuzaba nzima. Sesizabona nje ukuthi ayi-turn out izaba njani, but ngasikhangela nje ngemuva nyana sele ama-by-elections abantu abathatheli phezulu kakhulu. So sesifisa ukuthi kungabe kule nhlelo ezingaba homegrown ezi-grassroot, ukuthi ezisewadini lapho kule wadi kulama-elections khona kube le nhlelo ezokukhuthaza abantu njengalokhu kade sikuzani zona. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi izinto zalezi esikhuluma ngazo ezokutshawa kwabantu, ezokuthi imihlangano yokuhlangana khona abantu ezombangazwe abantu abakho-free abantu abakhose kuyagezelela futhi ukuthi abantu bangabi ngesike singathi i-interest ukuphathe ngendleleni ezidingano.
Ikanti-ke ngathi vele inhloso yenu liqalisa vele lalithagethe abesifazana kanye labasakhulayo, kulokuvumela yini, kulokuphakamela phezulu yini ukuthi abantu bayebhalisela ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota?
Hey, isike sazama ukuthi senze inhlelo ezijeneyo ikakhula sesikhayelele ukuthi sisebenze kakhulu ko esingathi ngama-first-time voters. Kodwa sikunanzeleleyo ukuthi khona abantu abatsha okuqala ukuthi emqoka kibo ngumsebenzi osekusemqoka kibo ukuthi sidlani okusemqoka kibo ukuthi
Nkosikona Diviti is the spokesperson of Ekaya Votes, Avote 2023 MAV.
Mm-hmm.
They are campaigning, trying to age the women,
mm-hmm.
Mostly, and the young folk, the youth, to go and register to vote.
Very interesting there. Maybe let's take a look at what's going on our social media platforms to just read some of the messages that we are receiving as we go into the program and continue on with our guests. We have Adalawe Gonyet, Arkuti Sisma Velas Makadi Jenu, Jairo Sechingove, Arkuti Ngavapinde Hakem Komana, Nomen Kabanga, Arkuti Makadi SPJ, Dinokuzia Muchiri ku ZBC, Sisma Vimunofara Ere. Anzi ndinonzwa kufara kuti mutungamiri wenyika vachamisa vachange vari pa VOA ndokunge vakwanisa PJ saka apa vari kuvati mutungamiri wenyika asi toziva kuti mutungamiri webato re Citizens Coalition for Change saka kutaurawo kuri kuita kola vari pano Fungai Agnes Mushangwe ari kuti vari pano Bridget Chikata ari kuti makadi vashamarari ve Studio 7 ndiri kukuteererai ndiri kuno kumuzansi saka ndo zviri kunyorwa nevamwe vari pano tinokutenda ichaizvo uyezve tinokumbira kuti muwanikwe muchidzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tiende tichiona takawanda uyezve tichitaura nevamwewo vari pano vanyarikani vedu vari pano I'm not sure if we still have Amai Valerio timbonzwa kubva kwavari takamirira vamwe vanyarikani vedu Hello.
Kiriko.
Mwombo tisa taura mai Valerio kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge semudzimai kuti mutange rimwe bato. Tichiona kuti pari zvino tava kutopinda muma by-elections uyezve pane sarudzo huru ichange iriko muna 2023. Mune nguva here kuti muite gadziriro?
Nguva iriko nekuti hatina kutangira nhasi, takatangira muna 29 May 2021. Since that time, we've really been spending time, shaping and developing our organization. Juku famba nyika yose tichishangana nevanhu. Sangano wedu wasimuka, sure, juku manya nacho chini chochi. So I think although most people might see us as a new political party, we are much bigger than people realize. We have a database. We've been tracking the growth of our political party. We've been tracking the membership throughout Zimbabwe, and we are very confident that in terms of our membership, the voters will turn out. We will be able to make ourselves very visible in the 2022 by-election. I know kuti, pakutanga takangosarudza former constituencies, saka takamirira kuwadzana if. We have a very young candidate there. His name is David Kachidza, and he's 24 years old. But Munya Anirudo Niwanwake, we've been very selective looking for candidates who really care about their constituency, who are from their own constituency. That way we don't have representatives standing for MPs who are disconnected from the voters. So these are people who are really standing for the people who are going to vote for them. Tikabaikoko Kuharare East, Tina MP candidate Redu, Anunzi Jarikai Mlambo, he happens also to be our chairperson, our national chairperson for United Zimbabwe Alliance. Garim Mlambo Akambo Mirira Muna 2018 as an independent candidate, so he's not new to the constituents. In his constituency, he's someone who people actually know. He's proven himself. Muna Anir Rudonewanu Futi, he's really been devoted to the people, to the voters in his area. And then Tikabaikwa Ikoko, we are also standing in Midlands. Kinema constituencies too in Midlands, Kukwekwe Central. We have a candidate for MP. His name is Lenin Zingire. And then we also have Gladys Mutinami. My youth, I mean, these are individuals who have spoken up and said we want to see a very different Zimbabwe, we want to see a different community in the areas that they are representing. These are individuals who have lived with the difficulties that they've seen how life really is in those areas. In some of these constituencies, even the most basic things like water is not available in some of these areas. So, we have selected and identified individuals who really represent the founding values of UNSA, people who will stand for us and truly demonstrate between now and the 2023 election, put them to action. See how they will change their own areas.
Mm-hmm. So have you had a chance to actually go out and have rallies like what we're seeing the Citizens Coalition for Change and doing and ZANU-PF doing and MDCT doing?
So we take a very different approach as UNSA. We've not really pursued rallies in the conventional way. What we are doing is we are forming citizens events where we bring together citizens at the grassroots level, at the community level, within the urban areas. And we meet with citizens and have them speak to us about what they want in their constituency. So whereas the norm has always been the politicians are telling the voters what they will do, we say the citizens should direct the future of Zimbabwe. So we've got these citizens engagement platforms that we have carried out throughout Zimbabwe, but in particular, over the last few weeks, in those constituencies where we have by-elections, we've been meeting with small groups, a few hundred at a time, engaging with the voters, listening to them, having them share directly the vision that they have for their own community. We believe that it is not the politicians, the leaders of the community that should dictate what is to be done. We want solutions which come from the people. And that, I think, is what we really need to focus on to change our country. We need to change the narrative for Zimbabwe. We need a Zimbabwe where the citizens are at the center for the first time in directing what the communities will become. And I think if you look at every constituency, every province, the needs are different. People want to do different things. And for us to become a sustainable economic environment, we need to make sure that we are actually equipping people on the ground to raise the bar in terms of the outcomes for their community.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line as we take on our other guests, because we have a few guests that are lined up. Over to you, PJ.
Lapho ke besilalele ke unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio oyingumkhokheli welinye lamabandla asacathulayo angisalazi ibizo la ngkhona
United Zimbabwe Alliance.
United Zimbabwe. Ikho ke lapha ubesixoxela ke ubesichasisela ukuthi ibandla lakhe injongobani abalayo njalo balokhe besacathula kodwa ke bebehamba emizini lemizini bekhankasa besenzela ke ukuthi nana balungiselele ukhetho luka 2023 laloba ke kulibandla elitsha elikhokhelwa ngowesifazana. Sesilomunye umlaleli wethu.
I heard that. I think we have another guest. Let me just try and hear who they are.
Ignatius.
Oh, yes. We have a guest. We have a guest who's actually from Chinoy, from Ward 4. Chinoy is standing in for ZANU-PF. Let's go to them, Mr. Ignatius. Let's hear from him. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for my day.
Yes. If you can tell us your name and which constituency you're standing in for and your party.
Okay. My name is Ignatius Rigaza. I'm standing in for what? For councillor in Chinoy, for ZANU-PF.
Yes, sir. Tell us a little bit. What are you promising the people of Chinoy that you're going to do that the other people that have been contesting for those for that same seat won't be able to do?
All right. Basically, the issue that is there is an issue of, I can repeat it, it's service delivery. Because what the residents want right now are issues to do with supply, issues to do with roads, issues to do with sewer repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the basic issues that have been lacking from the councillor who was standing in for them. So that's why I'm coming in to sort out on those issues, where there's been an outcry that the CCC candidate who has been there, he has virtually done nothing for them since 2018. He has not even held any meeting with the ward residents. So that's why I'm coming in and sorting out all the mercy that he has provided to the residents.
Mhm. Mumbo tudzai va zvigadza kuti zvizvi tsva zvamukati muri kuunza imomo muchinoi kana muchinge masarudzwa sakanzura we Ward 4 zviri kunge zvisiri izvo zviri kupihwa nevamwe varimo tinoona kuti muri kukwikwidzana neve CCC ve MDCT nemamwe mapato.
Maita basa zvatiri kuona kuti tida kuita isusu inyaya kuti one chokutanga marodzi edu akashata zvisingaite munzvimbo yewadi. Hatisi kumaintainerwa marodzi. Marodzi haasi kumaintainwa regulary. Zvokuti dzimwe rodzi kunzvimbo dzakaita sana Brundish, vana imwe area inonzi Federation, mota hadzichafambiko and maresidensi anga asina kwokunochenera nokuti kansela wacho anga asingaende kwavari, anga asingavapi answers on their challenges. So that's where I'll be coming in. And there are areas, I said, Brundish again, and Unyani, in the area, inonzi Unyani, Vura irikunetsa kuwana ikokoko. But during my time, because I was their councillor from 2018 to 2018, and they were getting that the water supply during my time. So those are the areas that I'll be working on.
Mm-hmm.
aiwa tinotenda kuti makwanisa kunge muri pano pachirongwa chedu chimbobatai makadaro timboenda kune vamwe nekuti tinotema tisina kwatakarerekera uyezve tuda kupa mukana kuma mapati ese ari kupinda mumabai elections aya kuti vauyewo vachitaurawo kuti ivo zvii zvavakagadzirira kuti vange vachiitira vanhu vanovatsigira munharaunda dzavanogara PJ
tinotenda
love mnumzana Ignatius yenake ngoweza no PF obekhuluma laye esechinoyi ukhona uyancintisa kuma by elections ona lawo ngakho ke laye ukankasela ukubana angeneke kukhetho lwama by elections ukuthi azanqobe laye kulungiselelwa njalo bacho njalo amabandla lawo ezombusazo ukuthi bona bayenza lokhu ukuthi babone ukuthenana nabapime ukuthi bezo i-temperature yokhetho luka 2023 nxa bengathola usekelo olukhulu kulolu khetho kutshengisa ukubana kuzavela-ke usekelo olukhulu ngokhetho luka 2023 it's a test case of these by elections to the 2023 elections.
Yes, PJ, we've seen, you know, a lot of debates really going about, especially on social media regarding these by-elections, that they are going to be the litmus test as to what we are going to see happening during the elections. I understand we have a caller, PJ, go ahead.
Mr. Nomen Kabanga, welcome to the program.
Yes, Nomen, on the line.
Yeah. We are Kuluma Munotaura.
Munotaura, Ningapatu Kuluma Puti.
Yes, Yabonga Kulu, we are Kuluma Indimis going. As Kali saying, yes, in the valley. We would when our Obonanjan, Uketolo, Amloma by elections, Laposo Gulung Selelo, so we see you as well as Pegane, a touch line. Njengoba ukhetho lukhona ngomgqibelo usekelo akade beludinga ebantwini amabandla ehlukeneyo
ya ngathi mina lento ama campaigns na by-elections la sizoba nawo next week ngomhlaka 26 March akahambe kahle hle ngenxa yokuthi bakhona abanye bayavumelwa ukuthi bayenze noma yini bayithandayo bayakwazi ukuthi bayasebenzela amakhampeyini abo noma kuphi nasiphi isikhathi basithandayo bese kubuye abanye mabathi bazame ukuthi bathole indawo yokuthi bayenze ba-apply elishe bayazame ukuyenza nale ndlela kumele bayenze ngayo kutholakale ukuthi bona abavumelekile ukuthi bayenze like into sayibona egokhwe siyaphinda yenzeka emarondera nje indawo iningi so le nto leyi thina njengamazimbabweni siyayazi ukuthi uhulumente wethu lo uphethe manje uZANU PF yiyo indlela bayenza ngayo ukucindizela abanye abantu kusho ukuthi namanye amagama asinayo kahle kahle i-independence yeZimbabwe awunayo i-choice yokuthi uyithuzele ukuthi wena udinga ukuthi abantu baphethe ezwe lethu leZimbabwe basiyenzeleni into bayiyenzayo mayingahambisane nezinto ezisifisayo makuthi uthi wena awuthi ngizame ngalana bese sewutholakala ungathi wena uyi-enemy of the state
of the people.
So ileto le isiphatha kabi kakhulu njengamazimbabweni ngoba manibona nje kahle ukuthi sigcine thina singasakwazi ukuthi sihlale ezweni lethu leZimbabwe azama sayo ukuthi siyothola imisebenzi nekwazi ukuphila nje kangcono kumanyamazwe.
Aha. Aiwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika izvi mugadziro yema by elections maonera amuri kuita.
Yes. So chandinoshuvira ndiche kuti vamunangagwa semutungamiri wenyika Varku Parisa kuti Tuguna Runyararo Tiri Urumende inofarira Runyararo Asi inini zvangose kuona kwangu vari kupariza hazvisiri izvo zvavari kuita sevakuru vehurumende nenyaya yekuti zvakaitika pana Moneni kukwekwe handina kunzwa pavakataura anything kukondona etikirikini that issue yekuti munhu akarasikirwa neupenyu then after High Court yabvumira CCC kuti ive nerai kugokwe makaonekwa kwakazara mapurisa achidzivisa rari iyoyo kudai vamunangagwa vakatiwo kuti nemapurisa zvavaita vakava dinginamisa kuti sezvo vazhinji vezamuteto vachitaura kuti isusu hatikontroli mapurisa but president I think kuti vane simba rokuti vati no mapurisa zvamaita hazvirizvo zvinengazvifambise nenzira yakadai yakadai zvinhu zvifambise at least paratidze a little bit of transparency pane zvinhu zvese zviri kuitwa kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi nekuti Zimbabwe chokwadi chokwadi iri kuda kuvakwa iye zvino Zanzibar inotipromisa zvinhu kuti tichamuitirai zvakati nezvakati nezvakati and these things have been promised since 1980 some of the things pakaitika zvimwe zvezvinhu hazvina kukwanisa kuitika saka tirikutiwo isusu zvatinenge tava zvinge zvichishuvira hurumende kuti iitire nyika ngaiite yakabatana nevanhu kwete kuti kana munhu kana vamwe vanhu vafunga kuti no hurumende yedu iyi hatisi kuona zvaari kutiitiraiga timbozama apa vakunzi vanhu ivavo vavavengi venyika
aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo nekutipawo pfungwa dzenyu vanomen kabanga vanga vari kutaura nesu vari kusouth africa asi sekutaura kwataita tichiri kuedza kuti tibate vanelson chamisa vecc asi semunhu ari kufamba kubva kumasvingo vachidzokera kwavari kuenda ndofunga nhare dzavo dziri kutinetsei nekuti tambenge tavabata but pataedza kuti tibva tavaisa panhare dzabva dzadonha tanga tiri kufanira zvakare kunge tiina vachris mutsvangwa vanova ivo mutauriri wezano pf but vazowanikwa vachiuya kunepfenyuro dzedu vachizotaura kuti havachakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa kuti tiwanikwe tichipa balance pane zvatinenge tiri kutaura asi tiri kuenderera mberi tichange zvakare tichida kunzwa kuti madzibaba veshanduko tichaedza kuti tibate mudzimai wavo ari kutaura iye kuti anga ainavo nhasi kuchipata uye zvachitaura kuti zviri kufamba sei pamusoro peutano hwavo pj
ye hotokwamanje ngithatheleli thuba ke ukuthi ngikhangele labo abasilandelayo ababukele lolu hlelo lusiya phambili emoyeni kulo Peter Ntini yena-ke uphongubhala wathi ccc unathaniel maphani ncube uthi hhayi ngaza ke ngikukhulume lokhu okubhalileyo uthi uRichard Moyo uthi niyabonga kakhulu ngalolu hlelo uMaxine Eninyathi uthi weCCC uthi yena kuthiwa this time tired of brutally ZANU PF the nation Dini Majola yena-ke uthi lo kade khuluma umthungameli omutsha umkhokheli omutsha webandla elitsha unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio she's bringing more division in Zimbabwe coincidentally she's using the color yellow in a desperate attempt to confuse the voters she is uGregory Jasi uthi she is the new kid on the block to take ZANU-PF voters anyway good luck Tete Elizabeth Cindy Sobepe siyangena njalo siyongena neCC siqala ngawo amabhayi election uNathaniel Maphani Ncube Maxine Enyathi izadliwa kakhulu iZANU-PF kethiwe bebe wena-ke wakonyathi uchamisa yayi eyigula ngani ngempilo yakho njengoba azaletha abanye bakhe from eHarare uTarisai Kawonde is watching Zindlovu Sekai Masango Kitso Agreement Moyo Tavikaya bonke lava kuthi nje isikhathi sethu asavuma kade ngiza ukuthi ngithi fakani inombolo zenu zocingo silifone silifonele. Yeah. Marvelous. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we think we have a caller from South Africa. Vanenge va mufundisi Richard Moyo rega itikutambirei pachirongwa.
Makadiko tete.
Ai watiri wadi titeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ina ndina zangu pfungwa dzakawanda. Chandinongoda ndoda kungonamatira zangu sarudzo dzirikuitwa mumutsi wemugovera idzo. Kuti dai dzikafamba zvakanaka ndicho chinhu chandinongodawo kungoita zvangu nguva diki diki ndidzo pfungwa dzangu dzemunamato chete kuti sarudzo dziitwe murunyararo kuvanhu vose vachave vanovhoterwa nevachavhota vacho vavhotere pavanoda vakasununguka saka ndina kuti ndo chinhu chandida kungoita zvangu ini 30 seconds chemunamato we 30 seconds ngokumbira Mwari nokuti
achibva maita munamato mufundisi tibva taenda kune vamwe.
Saka naka ili gaindi ina mati mutari njiwa unwa na kumana mwe ya msweni shoma simbose Jehovah kishwena zarika baba chino na mati ya manyero ano baba huku denga charisai sarudu zinyike edie Zimbabwe za shika muswe mgovera wa chaka charisa chino za sarudu zemie edu Jehovah zine kuchema na kushunguru zika kujinjiko wa jinjiva mwakitada kukurara mudzimba mwashurawa chino kukumbira mwe ya wenye wari utunga mire nukugonera kutisarudu zoi tuwa baba zikuwe shakanaka chino timzo dinga panikwa resi umwacha kunda, umwacha ruza, umwe na umwa anenga kunda, anenga ruzu, angaga mshire. Musimbani mudu nukusinga pirimu ya mshina umwa. Aleluya, amen.
Aiwa, ama, mpameta chayimu shakanaka. Tino kutenda hii, mufundisi Richard Moyo, wa wanika wachimbo tipa munamato kuti ipo, pasa wanikuwe paine ya tinga timiri shonga, panguva yema by elections aya changa ariko nemusuwe Saturday. Ai watinu kutenda icha izu rigaiti uone kuti pane vamo varikunyora zvakare pa VOA show na anzi na David Maduyana watching diri kuno ku South Africa Dr. Rakwarikita Mike varikuvamo vakawanda varikutita ataka mirira kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kunzi chii pachirongwa chenyu asi ai watirikuedza nare tirikuedza kuti tione kuti tingabata here vanyarikani vedu vatanga tataura kuti tinenge tinavo ipo pano kuti tienderere mberi asi tinokutenda ine kuti munogara muchititsigira zuva nezuva pano pachirongwa chedu uye zvese kutaura kwandaita ndambege ndichitaura nemudzimai wamadzibaba veshanduko vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murume wavo akanga ari kurwadzikana iro muzuva nhasi kudai asi tamboedza kuti tivapindawo pachirongwa tichaona kuti kana nguva isati yadyanana tinogona kuvawana here PJ.
Yeah. Lapho ke umfundisi Richard Moyo asisamnika ngithuba lokuthi akholobe ngesindebele kodwa ke ngumsekelo omkhulu weStudio 7 isivane ukukhuluma laye kulivike ephelileyo sikhulume laye njalo lapho ke simuzwe enika umthandazo wokuthandazela ukhetho lwethu olwama by elections olwenziwa mhlaka 26 Mbimbitho kungumgqibelo njengoba kathesi sokuyivele selidumela emasumpeni ukuthi line izulu ngoba vele imikhankaso yonke leyi isizagcina kuyona le impela sonto enxenye engangena ngomvulo ngolwesibili kodwa hayi selidumela emasumpeni sokulokhelo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hanzi pane mumwe mutereri ari kuMozambique try more stole.
Regatins go to Arkuti alone comma try more stole. I what a kasimba tau ratings we
means BP I go Pamura and B. I am going to go to Mozambique.
Asi makanyoresa kuvota here?
Ya takaregister ndakabva kuregista manje manje apo.
Aiwa pakanaka pakadaro. Chitipai mazwenye pedzisira.
Ndange kupedzisa ndiri dai zvino zvakwata kuita kuti Zimbabwe isununguke tione rugare munyika medu. Ndakambura kuona kuti tichandira kunze kudai kwenyika hazvinakidzi ba. Zvinakidza tione kuti tichandira munyika medu muZimbabwe kuti tichimudzira nyika yedu. manje nemamiri akaita chimire chiri kuZimbabwe hazi kutombofamba zvachose.
Aiwa, tinokutenda ichaizvo kola muve nezuva rakanaka kuMozambique kwamuruko.
Ndatenda tete, muone zuva rakanaka kwamuri ikoko.
Thank you so much. Kola, we're hearing there PJ from our caller in Mozambique. He's saying that, you know, his wish is to actually go back home because things are not moving very well in Mozambique. But he's also saying, lamenting that, but the situation that he's seeing at home is also not looking very good. But he wishes that he will go back to Zimbabwe and vote, you know, in the next year's elections.
Home is best.
Yes. That's correct.
Everyone, even in the diaspora, they are all wishing they could just go back home and vote and for the government that they wish.
Yes, correct.
And for the people that they wish to be leading them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And with a few minutes left of our broadcast, we are hoping against hope that we'll be able to get through. We were hoping that we were going to be able to get through to the guests that we had promised, but we have what we said, Mrs. Valerio, who is still here. My Valerio imports okay, shakare pachirongwa.
Thank you very much. And Zanzwana Shokanga Chara Nima Vultures, and there are a couple of things I want to just address. On social media. We used the color that was selected by CCC. I want to just set the record straight on that one. 29 May 2021. Our colors have always been the same. We use yellow, we use brown, we use green. Most of our t-shirts have always been yellow. So I just want to set that record straight.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, you know, we've got citizens who are all over the world right now. Waruku chaga mabasa, iko kumba, china mabasa, atina kana ma industry, kuno ku Zimbabwe. So we are looking forward to a day where we will have a very different Zimbabwe. As Uza Jatinoti, we are a non-violent political party. As I said, we have citizens' events. We went to Chemanza, ground in Tafara. We are saying, please, let's enable every citizen to have a choice, to make a choice for the future government that they want. We want to make sure that come 2022 we have an entire new government for the people of Zimbabwe. We are committed to building Zimbabwe with the citizens of Zimbabwe. Because up to now we have not seen the Zimbabwe that we want.
Ndopo kubatsai muromo ipapo amai Valerio, mataura imi kuti makashungurudzwa nezuru, asi pane vamwe vanyora pa social media hanzi kuti pati haisi project yezano PF here sei yazowanikwa ichitangwa kutaka kusvika kumagumo pa Facebook page yeda.
Inini nyaya yangu yakatangira muna 2020 ndakarwisana nehurumende iyoyi nekuti ndine safari yangu iri kuhwange. MaChina anga apinda achida kutora Hwange National Park for coal mining. Ndikasimudzira community yedu kuti timise zvanga zvichiitwa nehurumende iyoyi. I am not a ZANU PF project. We are not affiliated with ZANU. We will never join Polar. Saka isusu tiri kutoona maattacks ari kuuya kwatiri from CCC. My members at CCC, if you look at our social media platforms, they are attacking us as if though we don't have the right to be part of this democratic space. We are being attacked by ZANU PF. So as a new political party, we are saying, please, let the citizens choose the future government that they want. As Uza, we are very committed, very determined to make sure that we will have a very different Zimbabwe. Come 2023, my constituency, and we will ensure that we have leaders that represent the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, PJ. If you can just maybe have a few words before we wind down our broadcast.
This was Love Nkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio owebandla elichacha le United Zimbabwe Alliance lapho bekhuluma ngenjongo yabo njalo ikhuluma ukuthi kunje bayahlaselwa ngabhala ngapha.
On that note, unfortunately, we have no extra time, just like what we're seeing as the elections are coming to a draw with the March 26th by-election. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are thanking our guests who are here with us.
Lamu Praxis, Jeremiah and Sijililani.